Nightbound. Charge. What's the status of Dr. David and the AEC briefly?
The last track I had of it, which was day before yesterday afternoon, he was going to talk to Cap about the budget. He had a question about wanting the AEC to be designated as the coordinating agency on energy R&D.
Yeah.
But his general attitude was favorable to the job.
You talked with him. How would it be to put him at NASA instead of AEC?
They're similar kind
Which,
of jobs.
Yeah, but it works out to be a better appointment from our viewpoint.
If somebody else for AEC, that's good.
First that, and second, we need him at NASA.
Well, I think he'd be as good as at one as the other, and I think he'd be all right.
NASA's really a bigger job as far as the job's concerned. So.
Well, what AEC has that's very special are these research laboratories.
Yeah.
And they're undoubtedly the best real research that the government conducts. But I would think that NASA would be all right for David. I don't know what, I don't have the slightest idea how he would react and how much he's honed in on AEC or whether he has become uncomfortable enough sitting in meetings hearing John Whitaker talk about how Interior is going to take this hunk out of AEC and that hunk out of AEC.
Yeah.
He doesn't, he sits there saying, hey, what am I going over there for?
Right. Okay.
Who do you have in mind for AEC?
Dixie Lee Ray.
Who?
Dixie Lee Ray.
She's a commissioner?
Yeah.
Very interesting. Is she good?
Yep.
Very perceptive.
She is. And Schlesinger says she is.
One thing to have in the back of your mind is, if we cut out the science advisor, I guess you and I talked about this yesterday, didn't we? And move all that out of the White House, we have to move it somewhere with somebody recognized. I suppose if David went to NASA, he could take that function with him to NASA.
Yeah.
And coordinated, or Guy
yep.
Stever could do it at the NSF.
I think we're out of the woods as far as that.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you do anything about the our IRS thing that I mentioned to you?
Yeah. I raised the question, and there is, in the first place, there's no concern about John Alexander's view. And, you know, we're that isn't the problem. He's the guy he wants to go through with no matter what. So.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay.
So, and I'll talk to John Mitchell on that.
You know, I don't know that it's a big problem, but it, I think it will get this negative beat. Do you know whether he called Milton Friedman?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.